Now, let's get some feedback from our listeners. Mary Stoniker of Fort Collins commented on our conversation with Colorado voters after the first presidential debate at DU. Six voters of different political stripes watched the event here at the station and then shared their reactions with us. Stoniker says she agreed with a lot of what she heard, including the idea from one of our guests that there should have been a third podium at the debate for a fact checker. That same guest, who's a small business owner, identified with comments from Mitt Romney that small businesses are burdened by taxes. And on that topic, Stoniker wished Romney would have gone into more detail.
What taxes specifically would he lower, you know? And what will the business owners do with that extra money? Would it go into their pockets or what? Employers are not passing profits on to the employees, and I don't think it's because their taxes have gone up so much. Management salaries have gone through the roof. I would like that specific discrepancy to be discussed.
The morning before the debate, we aired an interview with Maya McGinnis from the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. That group is calling for a renewed focus on reducing the national debt, generally following the guidelines that Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles laid out when they led the President's Deficit Commission. Listener Loretta Notareschi of Denver asks, what about other prominent economists' views that say the best answer to recession is actually more government stimulus and not austerity and deficit reduction? From what I understand, she writes, this point of view is based on a historical analysis of the economics of the Great Depression. Well, Loretta, you're right. Our discussion focused on ways to reduce the debt, but we failed to ask about an opposing view that what the nation may need is stimulus. So we'll offer that now. Economist Paul Krugman, writing recently in the New York Times, spelled out three reasons why focusing on reducing the national debt is wrongheaded. First, he said borrowing costs for the U.S. are low. Second, Krugman added, America doesn't face an entitlements problem. It faces a health cost problem. And third, he wrote, Simpson-Bowles is a really bad plan, one that would undermine some key pieces of our safety net. And if a re-elected president were to endorse it, he would be betraying the trust of the voters who returned him to office. And Krugman doesn't just reject austerity. He calls for stimulus, spending on things like state aid so that laid-off teachers can have their jobs back. It's a lack of demand that's keeping employers from hiring, he writes. The solution, he argues, is to find some way to increase overall spending so that the nation can get back to work. Feedback from our listeners means a lot to us, and there are several ways to reach out. Through CPR.org, click Contact Us at the top of the page. On Facebook, we are CPR News, and we're on Twitter, at Colorado Matters. Now, a short break, and when we return, the earliest days of one of Denver's major attractions. This is Colorado Public Radio.